This is a way, this is a sadhan to make rich milan.
So in Prakrit Lila, mostly separation is presented for conditioned souls?
We are in separation. We should weep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu weep for Krishna. We should weep when Krishna went to Mathura at Dwarka and gopis are weeping. By weeping this, we can one day can have Krishna. So bhajan means to realize separation. When you realize separation, then you will.
Our Guru Maharaj told us to, he said, to chant in that mood,
what?
In separation from Krishna. He said, just like a child, he cries when his mother is gone. He said, we should chant that way.
Both are same. We have also heard, always we have heard before, first time, that Vipralam is our goal. But now by the reading all these books, by such realization, we see that.
In Jaiva Dharma, clearly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, union is constitutional. Separation is only to bring about union.
This is keep it this is done in your heart. Everything is good. What?
Why is it that the following words, yo, the yo, modana, madana, modana, and samboga, vipralamba. Why so all different terms on the same point?
To increase joy of Krishna.
Why not use one term? Why
is there a difference in meaning between these terms?
Is there a different meaning to yoga? Sometimes it says yog viyog, sometimes it says samboga vipralamba, and sometimes it says modana, madana, modana. Why they use a different term? Why not?
Little differences in all things. This is rasagata vichar. Rasgat is regarding a rasa.
Slight difference of meaning.
Seems like yoga is very general, and sambhog means specifically union between.
Sambhog are so different. When Radha and Krishna are gambling, this is also the unity. Sambhogi is also called. When he takes Radhika's dish, this is also Sambhogi. When he sings towards Radhika, this is also Sambhogi. When Naukalila, Naukalila Samini says, boat lila, it is also Sambhogi. When they are stealing the bansi,
flute,
it is also Sambhogi lila. And other very, that is also Sambhogulila. This Sambhogulila has been defined in various words. But they are not same, but in one, that is Sambhogulila.
And yoga and viyoga are not defined in many terms. No. It is a simple definition.
When outwardly it is separation. Krishna tells gopis by Uddhava. And that is most important thing. Outwardly not meeting, but here Vyog, here Vyog. Krishna tells that what you prefer, Vyog or Vyog. They are bound to say that Vyog. This Vyog and this Vyog.
But Radharani says that if Krishna will be more happy by not coming back to Vrindavan than I will be happy with. So selfless.
This is the highest seva. Whether I may be in separation or not, he should be always peaceful. And that is why Srimati Radhika don't want to have any date of his meeting. Because when Krishna will see that I have left my body, then he will be very.
And she says that if by chance I do, then let each part of my body become useful to him. And Mahaprabhu, in that last verse of Shikshastakam, he says that even if Krishna is not with me, or when still he is my Lord.
She is telling, but actually they are only giving shiksha. It may not be any case that they are not meeting. It's Raya Ramananda is telling, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrute Hladini Shakti Smat Ekatmana Ubhupura Dehvedam Vatavko Chaitanyakya Prakatamaduna Tadvayancha Aikyamaptam Radha Bhava Dhuti Subhanitam Nauti Krishna. When he is in one, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they are two, then Radha Krishna. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna. But he is Aradhika by Bhav and Angakalpa. Here Aradhika is not seen, but yet Aradhika is always there in one. But for Vilas, they become two. When Radhika is inside, it is seen that one. And when Radha and Krishna are seen, it is said that they are two. They never can be separated.
Yes.
Never. As sun and his heat, as Kasturi and his Gandha. Kasturi and Gandha, yes.
Says in Purvarag, they behave, they act as if they have not yet met, but we know they are eternally together.
Yeah. At that time you will have to bhul jana,
forget
that
they have met. Yeah. Purvarag, they feel as if this is the first preliminary meeting before the two couple have met. They see each other for the first time. Actually, what is the question of first time?
No Purvaraga at all.
Yeah, no first time.
But every day there is Purvaraga.
Is Yogamaya's arrangement?
All are doing Yogamaya.
I have one. Should I ask? Lila Vilash.
Bandhuka Deto Gondhas Chir. That's coming.
That's now. Lila Vilash. So, it is stated that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Lila Vilas is more attractive than Sambhog. So I had some idea why that is.
Lila Vilas is also Sambhog.
Right. But
there is a special word for that. So Lila Vilas is more preferable than that. That is Gauriya Vaishnava Siddhanta.
Yes.
Because This is the difference between Naisha Lila and Madhyama Lila.
What was the first?
Naisha. Naisha means night. Night means in midnight, past time. And Madhyamik Lila at Radha Kund. Naisha Lila, Sanket Van, Sanket between Nandagama and Vasana. This is the place of meeting in the night of Radha and Krishna.
And which type of lila is that?
That is that you are calling last.
The last?
No.
Last, yes.
But in midday, pastime.
Thank like Dhanakali.
So many. It cannot be there. So Radha Kunda Lila is preferable than Sanket Lila. But Nimbarka and all others prefer that.
Now,
Hitar Bansi.
The reason why it is preferable?
That cannot be said because mouth tells this year not to tell this year. So, you should imagine yourself, very hidden thing. Here, Gosai, Gopal Guru, told Vijay Kumar, don't ask all these things, do bhajan and fix. Here my words are not going to say. But Vilas has so many activities.
I saw that they have some common, there's one thing that I noticed, something that is common to them.
Common to them, and this has so many characteristics that the lust has not that. So it is preferable. This, only this cannot be. If only one person can ask, then something can be. This is very highest. If it was in Hindi, I can speak hither by hither and thither. But yes, we should know that it is joyful than that. There is no sense at all. Here all senses are. We can feel all these things. But here there are no sense at all. There, naso ramani, naso ramana. I'm not lady, naika, and you are not nayak. At that time we become one. Nothing to remember, all lost. At that time there is no need of any duty, nor any dhoot or anything. Only your sight and our sight meets us. Heart only meets. And we don't know that I am Radhika and you are Krishna. You also. So there is nothing to say at that time. No vichar buddhi, no remembrance, nothing at that time. But not Brahmavad.
And that is what you have described as Sambhoga Vilas. What you are just saying.
There is one word I will tell. No other questions?
No, there are other questions.
This is last. This will be the last.
That was the last question.
That was, you have some questions?
No,
no. Huh?
No.
No questions?
Those are the three we have done.
Well, you have a good question.
But they're not there too.
You have no question about Swapaksha, Vipaksha, or all may understand Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhid Paksha, and why all these things have been created?
It seems to be clear.
By reading it will be clear.
Between Ujjvala Nilamani and Jaiva Dharma,
all clear.
The definition is there and the examples are there of everything.
Mm.
And very nicely.
Very nice.
Very nice explanation of why Srimati Radhika and Chandravali's party are opposed. That by their very nature, so opposite.
Not by nature. Something behind in this. By nature, yet something behind. Because when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka, once Srimati Radhika is sitting on the Govardhan Shila, anywhere.
Sitting on
Govardhan. They may sit, all wild temples, only we can. So, and that is a sphatic mani. Sphatic mani means we can see our face or body there, like a glass. She was very lean and thin, always remembering Krishna. And she was in very virah dasha, vipralamba bhava. At once he said his shadow resembling him, that sphatik shila, and he thought that, oh, see Chandravali, she has come to me.
What happened?
She saw reflection.
She saw Chandravali's reflection.
No, his own shadow.
She saw her own shadow.
Own shadow.
She thought it was Chandravali.
She thought that see Chandravali. Now he is not recognizing because he never prayogne mein nahi lati, vyavahar mein nahi lati.
Recognized because she was so thin?
He had not ever seen for so many long period in Darpan. So he thinks that it is very beautiful lady, very, very beautiful lady. And he is somewhat as mine, very beautiful. But in Krishna Virah he has been very lean and thin. So he has some affection for her. And thus, oh Chandravali, you have become so lean and thin. Oh, but Krishna loved him so much. Now he has left you also, and you are feeling very, very much separation. But Krishna has given his arms in your body, and his this
kundal
of flowers. You have, when Krishna was sleeping, this thing was on your head, here. So your hands carry the bosom of Krishna. Oh, come on and get your hand in my neck, so that I feel that Krishna is lovingly, and he is giving his own hands, because your hands are smiling like smiling money.
No, yeah.
Like Krishna. And he has some affection for, for that Chandra. In separation, when they will meet, no garva, asuya, irsya, and etc. All goes away. Only in meeting, by the yogamaya, only these things are seen. But these are also a part of love, by which Radhika's greatness can be.
So when Krishna is in Mathura.
No, no separation.
They don't feel any difference. They're not angry with each other. No envy towards each other. They both sympathize.
When Krishna became outside of gopis from Ras, and he took Srimati Radhika with him. Up till there, when they saw that food, middle of Krishna food, they become irshalu. Irsya.
Envy.
Envy. It is. But when they saw that Radhika is also weeping and lying flat on the earth, then Chandravi came and gave water to the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Oh, you are also like this. We all are in the same category. Krishna has
left her.
Cheated?
No word that I want to. Krishna has cheated us. Both cheated. We have been cheated and he is cheap. Now you are one. They feel sympathy for it. Radhika and Chandravali also feel sympathy for it. Then they both went to the Rasasthali again. All in one they went there. And no separate party, nothing, and they began to Jayati te adhikam janmanam puja. So in separation they are one. No, nothing, envy, nothing. Irsya. These are not written. You should understand. Understand?
Much as I can. It's clear what you're saying. The realization will have to come.
Then you will go there. Then you will understand.
Explains that the age of Srimati Radhika is little younger than Chandravali. Younger age.
Chandravali is some days greater than Srimati Radhika.
That's like that. And her body is more developed than Srimati Radhika.
Not more, but a little more.
Little bit.
Very lean and thin. Both are very beautiful. And there are none to equivalent. But Radharani, Kaya view is Chandravali. No samata. Samata means
equal.
Similarity.
But for Rasa Udaya, Srimati Radhika has become Chandravali.
therefore they are sisters.
Mm.
As Krishna and Balaram are brothers.
Mm. Like this.
So, we were thinking to read chapters 39 and 40. And discuss those things.
You have read?
No, that we have.
That
now we want to.
Now we have 34, 36, 5, 36.
We think 39 and 40 were more questions.
Because 39 and 40 is the means, the method. The bhajan.
Mm.
So they must require more explanation.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur here especially wrote for us.
Yeah, it's not in Ujjala Nilamala.
No.
So it will require more explanation.
Now our desires have increased.
Mm?
Now our desire has increased.
Mm.
Actually, every day we come here.
Mm. God's grace and Gurudev's grace, mercy. Here you feel that we cannot have bhakti. Yesterday we were reading.
You were reading?
In class.
In the afternoon?
Afternoon,
yes.
From
5:30 to 6:30.
What were you reading? Which part?
Second part.
Which part?
Gokumar.
But which?
Gokumar has reached up to
Mukti
Kshetra and here he is talking with
associate of Narayan.
Narayan Parikar about bhakti. That bhakti is not of Jiva. But yet, Swabharma is bhakti. Jivare Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. So, when we anger to any person, it is our thing that anger. But when we see Krishna pastimes, and at that time, if we anger against Kamsa, it is not Prakriti. Understand?
Oh, yeah.
It is not material.
Transcendental.
If we were loving any person, these are our things. Man, mani jad. It is the activities of our man, indriyas. But when we see Krishna Parikar with Krishna and we love,
that is from the soul.
From that soul's. Similarly, bhakti, that reading of Srimad Bhagavat, hearing of Srimad Bhagavat, chanting holy name, doing anything for seva, Krishna seva. Whether in rasoi ghar,
kitchen room,
or archan, all these activities are pure bhakti. But as our these things are not aprakriti, so we feel that we are doing kitchen, we are doing remembering Krishna, we are hearing. But we cannot hear all this. Krishna has, or Gurudev has, by their mercy, we are hearing all these things. And it is like this, that if fire is sadatmi in lohaloman?
Iron.
Follow? Iron does not
burn.
Fire burns. Similarly, these all actions are of bhakti, not of dharma. So hearing of Krishna name, chanting of Krishna name, what we do is not our indriya's action. At first we are not doing all these things, we are doing nonsense. When we heard from Gurudev or any authentic sadhu, some association, from then he used to hear, to chant. So chanting is not our indriyas. Understand? So everything, what we are now doing for Krishna, you are coming here,